Hey everyone, welcome to the Builder's Briefing for May 12, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam.
Hey, good lineup today.
We've got a new tool that's basically a spell checker for AI-generated React code, a really strong push toward local AI, and some security stuff that should make you go audit your Obsidian plugins right now.
Yeah, let's jump right in. So the big story, Million.js shipped a tool called React Doctor, and it racked up 1,700 GitHub stars basically overnight. It's a static analysis layer purpose-built to catch the specific anti-patterns that AI coding agents produce in React codebases.
Okay, so this isn't just another ESLint config. What makes it different?
It's designed around the failure modes of tools like Copilot, Cursor, and Claude. Think inline object creation causing unnecessary re-renders, unstable keys, misused effects. The stuff that looks totally fine to a human reviewer because the AI wrote it so confidently. But it tanks performance at scale.
That's interesting, because I've absolutely seen that in my own work. The AI writes something that's plausible, it passes review, it even works. And then 6 months later, you're wondering why your app is so slow. It's like a type checker for AI code smell.
Exactly how they described it. Zero config for standard React projects. Already supports Next.js and Remix. Slots right into your CI pipeline. And I think the bigger signal here is we're entering this AI code quality tooling era. The first wave was generating code. The second wave is verifying it.
Right, and I bet we see equivalents for Vue, Svelte, maybe even back-end frameworks within months. If you're building dev tools, the meta layer that validates AI output is a wide open market right now.
And this pairs perfectly with a piece that was trending today. James Shore arguing that the real metric for AI code generation isn't speed to first commit. It's total cost of ownership. Optimize for readability and changeability, not just does it work.
100%. Also, love that another experienced dev publicly posted about going back to writing code by hand. The pattern I'm seeing is senior devs segmenting AI for boilerplate, handwriting, the core logic. If you're a team lead, that's your cue to define which code paths get AI and which don't.
All right. Shift into the local AI story. Because this was everywhere today. A manifesto-style post called Local AI Needs to Be the Norm hit over 900 points on Hacker News. The argument is that defaulting to cloud AI is an architectural mistake for most use cases.
And what's wild is, the hardware case is actually there now. There were practical benchmarks posted for running models on the M4, with 24 gigs of unified memory. Concrete numbers on what actually runs well. Gives you a real model size ceiling to design around.
And then there's Litter, a fully local AI meeting assistant written in Rust. It does live transcription with speaker diarization and summarization, all on device using Whisper and Alama. No audio leaving your machine.
That's a killer reference architecture if you're building collaboration tools and want to avoid sending audio to third-party APIs, especially for anything in health, finance, enterprise. The privacy-sensitive stuff where local inference is basically a requirement.
Also worth calling out, there was a deep technical walkthrough on training an LLM in pure Swift, optimizing matrix multiplication from gigaflops to teraflops on Apple hardware using Metal. If you're building ML tooling in the Apple ecosystem, link in the briefing, go read it. Okay, DevTools. The headline for me, NVIDIA shipped CUDA Oxide, an official compiler that lets you write Rust and compile it directly to CUDA kernels.
Wait, official from NVIDIA? Not a community project?
Official, if you've been waiting to ditch C++ for Rust in GPU-accelerated workloads, the door is now open. This is a huge deal for the Rust ML and compute ecosystem.
Between that and Meatly, which is a Rust-based drop-in Spark replacement, claiming to unify batch, streaming, and AI workloads.
Oh, and a fun one. Ratty, a terminal emulator that renders inline 3D graphics. Niche, but it signals that terminals are becoming rich application surfaces. Worth watching if you build CLI-first tools. Quick security roundup. A malicious Obsidian plugin was caught deploying a remote access Trojan. If your team uses Obsidian, and a lot of dev teams do, go audit your installed plugins today.
Broader lesson there. Any extensible tool with a plugin marketplace is an attack surface. Treat community plugins like third-party dependencies, because that's exactly what they are.
Also, GitLeaks is trending again on GitHub. If you haven't added secret scanning to your CI, it takes 5 minutes to add to a GitHub action, and it catches the API keys your AI coding agent just helpfully committed for you.
There it is again, the verification layer. That ties right back to the hero story.
And one more. Google now requires a QR code scan, plus sending an SMS to register a new Gmail account. If your product relies on Gmail signups for onboarding, expect higher friction and possibly lower conversion. So, here's the takeaway for today. The AI-assisted coding stack is clearly splitting into two layers: generation and verification. React Doctor GitLeaks, the maintenance cost argument. They all point the same direction. Shipping AI-generated code without a quality gate is becoming the new technical debt.
And on the where to run question, the local first case just got a lot stronger. The M4 benchmarks, Litter's architecture, CUDA Oxide, on-device compute, is production-ready for most workloads under 13 billion parameters. If your AI features don't need frontier-scale models, you're probably overpaying and overexposing user data.
Well said. Invest as much in your validation pipeline as your generation pipeline. That's the move right now.
Build the guardrails before you need them.
That's the Builder's Briefing for May 12th. All the links are in the briefing notes. We'll see you tomorrow. Go ship something good.